Be in your right mind. Because you live in the greatest country on the face of the earth that gives you the privilege to raise your hands, lift up your voice, and say, "Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus."
We believe in a God that is able to deliver to the uttermost.
Amen.
We believe in a God that's going to return one day and gather His people from the four corners of the earth.
Take them home, Brother Jesus.
We believe the day that the eternity of the joy of the saints is going to be eternal.
Yeah.
And in the eternity of the wicked is going to be punishment.
Forever and ever.
What side do you want to be on? Do you want to be on the blessed side? Or do you want to be on the left side where He's going to say,
Depart
from me, you workers of iniquity.
Boy,
oh, listen, the day I want to be on the side when I hear that sweet voice, come ye blessed, come to my Father.
Yes.
Inherit the kingdom that I prepared for you before the foundation of the world. I am from and before the beginning. I was He that was before God, as one that was brought up before Him. He said, before the perpetual heels was ever brought forth, I was there. Our wisdom has built my house. She hewed out her seven pillars. Brother, I declare the day, if you want to build your house, build it upon the rock.
Yes.
Now listen, for the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Amen.
And apart from evil is understanding.
Amen.
Oh God, I'm glad that I chose Him for my part. I'm like Mary, that he said Mary has chose the good part.
Right.
Hey, heaven and ever be taken away. I wouldn't trade what I have in my heart this morning and the riches of his kingdom for the gold and the silver of the world. Oh God, just give me Jesus and let the world go by under the brine when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
If you gain the world and lose your soul, what profit has it going to be to you? It ain't going to be no profit in that morning, friend, when the gold and the silver's all going to melt away. He said, all that your eyes behold, Peter said, is going to melt with firmament heat. Even the elements of the air is going to melt. Seeing all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of men ought we to be in all holy conversations?
Yes.
Let your conversations
be of him.
Be seasoned with grace. Let it be seasoned with grace.
Uh-huh.
Let us come in to the household of faith this morning with grace in our hearts, singing praise unto his name. Lift up your voices and lift up the hands that hang down. Raise them up and thank you, Lord, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men.
Amen.
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly. We should live righteously. If you want a blessing, come close to the throne of grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace where he will hold no good thing for them that walk uprightly. If you're not getting a blessing today, consider how you're walking in your walk of life. I'm talking to the children of God. If you're not receiving from God's hand, think about how are you walking. Are you walking in the straight and the narrow path? Are you up and about your Father's business? Do you want to go to heaven, brother, with joy in your heart?
Woo!
I want you to know you can lose your joy right here while you're living here. See that no man take away your crown. What kind of crown? That's the crown of joy, brother. I want you to know the day I told a sister back there, 1975, God saved me. And since then, brother, I've had many a joyous day. I didn't have just one. I've had many of them days. And been lifted up and carried out upon the mountain. And so that I've tasted of the Lord and seen that he is gracious, brother. Have you tasted of him this morning? Have you eaten of that bread that he said your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and thou art dead? But I am the bread that come down from God out of heaven.
Amen.
That a man can eat thereof and never die. I've got the water to give to you this morning. That it'll be in you a well of living water springing up into everlasting life.
Yes.
Therefore, he said with joy,
will
I draw the wells of salvation. I get a little draw sometime, brother, from that salvation that he gave unto me.
Yes, sir.
I want you to get a draw. When you get hungry and you're thirsty, you can take your bucket and get you a drink. Get you a drink, brother. And I'm telling you today, God is free with his children and he loves you this morning. Don't you never doubt that he don't love you. He loves you this morning, children. And he said, and it's my Father's good pleasure
to
give unto you the kingdom.
There you go.
Wow.
It's my Father's good pleasure, brother. You are the apple of his eye, brother. He loves you today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he wants only the best for you.
Yes, he does.
Just trust him. Trust him this morning for everything. If you've got a need this morning, trust him.
Trust him.
Believing and trusting. Put your faith in the Lord, and the Lord will not let you down. Just trust him and wait upon the Lord. For he said, he that waits upon the Lord shall be on Mount Zion. Brother, he'll mount up with wings. He'll run and not
get weary.
Stand and see the salvation of the Lord.
Yeah.
Sometime we run, sometime we walk, sometime we got to stand, brother. We just got to trust the Lord and wait upon him. And he will deliver us in due time. He will give unto you according. He said, if you'll humble yourself, what did he say?
Under.
He said, under the hand, under the mighty hand of God, he'll lift you up in due time.
And he'll do what to you?
I don't know when God is going to bless me for something. Maybe I've done and been obedient to God. Maybe it might be a week, it might be a month. But I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm waiting for that blessing, brother, that I can be carried out on the wings of His love. There He'll carry us out over into the land of plenty, brother. There is a place that I long to go. And when I get there, I don't want to return back.
You ain't going to, brother.
Heaven's
land.
Thank
the Lord. We ain't coming back, brother.
Beautiful place.
What way to?
That we're going to. I used to sing a song, "Beautiful is the trees that grow on yonder's hill." Brother, and beautiful is the place where I'm going to. I'm going to a land where troubles can't come. Sorrows and sighing and crying will be done away with. Oh, don't you want to go this morning? People young and old, there is a place that God has got for you. It's a safe place in His arms. I listened the day and He said, "My arms are stretched out. Come unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved. For I am God, and beside me there none other."
Right.
We have a house full of preachers today in here. I can't keep my mouth shut today. I thank the Lord, brethren, for His grace and His love and His mercy. Sometimes it just boils up in me like wine shut up in a bottle, brother. I declare like fire, it's shut up in your bosom, man. Just let it out and let it spread. You ever see fire and dry stubble, brother? Get in a sagebrush field and set it on fire and try to outrun it when the winds are blowing. I like to see the wind blowing here today. I like to see her blowing and catch on fire. These brethren has come a long ways. They can't preach a lick without Jesus. But I'm going to tell you, when Jesus, I've seen these brethren with the gift they have. When God anoints the gift, they can preach the word of God. They can lift up the name of Jesus. And we need to pray for them.
Yeah.
Don't be a talking when they're up here. Be a praying for them.
Right.
And seeking God that He'll open the windows of heaven.
Uh-huh.
And just pour out a blessing that you'll not be able to contain.
Wow.
Let Him anoint your head with oil and let your cup run over, brother.
Thank you, Jesus.
Surely. Goodness.